All these things are against me. I want to talk to you about our perspectives and attitudes. In Genesis chapter 42, we see Joseph's brothers going down to Egypt. In this chapter, we see the fulfillment of Joseph's prophetic dreams when he was 17 years old. We also see the reunion of Joseph and his brothers, only his brothers don't know that it's Joseph. Joseph speaks to his brothers harshly and accuses them of being spies. He then tests his brothers' honesty and integrity by telling them they must go and get their brother Benjamin and bring him back to the land of Egypt, while keeping their other brother Simeon bound in prison. Thus the brothers depart to their own homeland of Canaan. The brothers then relay all what the lord of the land, that is Joseph, had said to them. After the brothers tell Jacob all that has happened, and that Simeon will not be released from prison, nor will they be given any more grain for food, Jacob says in verse 36, "All these things are against me." Unfortunately, so often in life, this can be our perspective and our attitude. "All these things are against me," Jacob says. This was Jacob's perspective. That was all he could see. He did not see from the heavenly perspective. It can be very difficult to keep a heavenly perspective during times when we don't understand, and during those times when everything seems to be against us. I would encourage and challenge each and every one of us to look at all circumstances, all situations, from the heavenly perspective. Jacob, looking from the earthly perspective, his own perspective, says, "All these things are against me." However, in the chapters to come, we see how the Lord promises Jacob to build him a mighty nation in Egypt. He was reunited with his son Joseph, whom he believed was dead. We also see how the best of the land is placed before him, how bread, that is food, is provided to him and his family. We also see how he gets to go in before Pharaoh himself. "All these things are against me," he cries out. "Really?" To me, it appears that God had it all figured out. God had it all under control. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, Paul writes, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. For now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known." Paul is saying that right now we don't see clearly. We don't see the big picture. Everything is hazy and dim. We don't see perfectly how the Lord is working in our lives. So how do we keep a heavenly perspective? We keep a heavenly perspective by the Word of God and by standing on His promises. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Lord, tough times are coming down. Tough times are all around me. All these things are against me. Woe is me. During these times, stop and refocus. God has got it all under control. Everything is working together perfectly according to His plan. In the book of Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah is saying, "Woe to you, woe to them." He's just casting it out upon everybody. Then in chapter 6, his whole perspective is changed from the earthly to the heavenly perspective. In chapter 6, verse 1, Isaiah writes, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up." Isaiah sees God in His glory, and then in verse 5, Isaiah says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips." When we shift our gaze into the heavenly realm, into the heavenly perspective, we see that the Lord is on the throne. The Lord has got it all under control, regardless of the situations and circumstances that come our way. Be encouraged as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. O Lord, we thank You that You are on the throne and that You have everything under control. Thank You that everything is working together for good. Lord, I ask You to please forgive me for having a negative attitude and an earthly perspective. I choose to refocus on You. Thank You, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.